All right. Yep. All right, guys. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome. And we are starting with, of course, our moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate that. As always, next Pledge of Allegiance, it's behind me. You join me in that.
Scoot over here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Wonderful, guys. Thank you. Do I have any additional changes to the agenda that's been presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the submitted agenda?
Motion.
I got a motion. I got a second over there. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Cool beans. All right. I don't think I've got any special. Of course, I have a special. I don't think we've got any opening remarks, but as always, let me go straight to public comment.
Anybody wants to make a comment? Are you good, or you want to say anything?
I'm good. I don't have anything else.
Very well, thank you. Anybody online? Seeing nobody online, please note public comment period is now closed. Thank you. All right, guys, minutes have been submitted, and I think they are out and wandering around. Mm-hmm. Do we have any additions or changes to the minutes as also presented? I don't see any. Okay, cool. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of October?
Motion.
I got a motion. Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, George. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Cool. All right, guys. We be to money. Let's go to the treasurer's report.
Should be in the packet.
Yep.
I didn't like my printed ones last time. So, really not a whole lot to report here, pretty much what's occurred most months.
Yep.
Opening balances of about $319,000. Our traditional checking accounts at $20,503. The savings account, which is really becomes the loan payment account.
Okay.
It's the one I'd really like us to talk about.
Okay.
Why not just have the payment directly debited from the money market account? We could change that with USDA. I mean,
will they do that?
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. I mean, we regularly have loan payments come out of money market accounts. So,
well, I will defer to you. I mean, we did that because I thought they wanted a checking account to access, and that's how they were. So we were constantly transferring and doing all that.
So,
but you are suggesting we don't need to?
As long as the USDA will allow it, the bank allows it.
So okay.
We regularly, you can have up to 6 debits out of a money market account federally per month without any issues. So
and we're only doing one.
We'll have two, right? Because of
the two accounts.
Yeah. There's two.
Two loans.
Two loans. Yeah. I'd really like permission to seek that change. Maybe I can check in with the USDA and say, hey, can we change the auto charge from this account to this account? And then it eliminates us having to move it. You know?
Okay.
Right.
So then that means really then the only transfer. I shouldn't say only transfer, but the big transfer will be at the end of the or beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
We transfer from First State Financial into WSFS. Then you're going to use, what do you say, it's savings loan
the
one
escrow,
the 509 account.
Right. Which is really, it really is it's a money market account.
Yes, because that's where we're earning the interest.
Right.
Okay. And your thought is that we'll keep the checking, but everything will be in there, and you want to eliminate the savings board. Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why it. I don't see what the benefit is, other than if the USDA says no, we will not allow a money market account to be debited, and at that point, the whole argument's moot.
Right,
right. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. I mean, it is. It's not a traditional demand deposit account like a checking account. It has limitations, but it it acts like and mimics a checking account. You just can't have more than 6 debits per year. And honestly, if you go over that, you just get a nasty grin from the bank, a threatening letter. But if you don't, you know, if you do it once or twice here or there, it's no big deal.
Okay.
So I think it's worth at least exploring with USDA to say, hey, do you have any restrictions on having the account just...
I think I'm good. Guys, thoughts? Anybody got any heat on that? Okay.
I'll investigate it.
Yeah, let me know.
I may get shut down.
Okay.
Somebody might tell me, no, we're not going to do it that way, and we'll continue to do it the way we've been doing it.
Okay.
But cool. You can see under the deposits, that's just the transfer that occurs.
Yep.
The other are just interest that has been credited during the month. And then payments, again, the payments are from one account to the next. So our ending, when I look at this, I look at payments of $49,000, I think it's semi-misleading, right? You look at it and go, oh my gosh, we've had $50,000, but we haven't. We've had transfers of $25,000.
It allows $25,000 monthly, sit in a higher earnings anyway.
Right. I mean, we don't, traditionally, it hasn't been transferred until the day or two before the payment anyway. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, the ending balance, if you total them all up, it's $294,551.54. Pretty straightforward.
Okay, great. I think the answer is, Paul, yes, if you would, sir. Pursue it, let me know, give me a call, and let me know how that goes. But sure, let's do it.
All right,
cool. All right, guys, you see all the WSFS actual account paper and so on and so forth. Do I have any questions on this WSFS account? All right.
No questions and a motion to approve.
Yep, I got a motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. No worries. I got a second. Any discussion? And Paul will report back at the December meeting about how that conversation goes. Okay.
Hopefully I can get in touch with someone there.
Yeah, really. All right, I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, abstentions? Thank you. Looks good. All right, Brother Blair, to you, sir. Principal's report.
All right, a couple things. We had our open house this past weekend, our school-wide open house. We had 53 families show up.
Yep.
Great feedback from our families. One of our staff members kind of greeted them on the way out, just asked for any kind of feedback and stuff, and a lot of great feedback and of how our cadets performed, which is, par for the course. Enrollment's up to 69 current active applications, which is good. We did have one appointment, Miss Mindy Wynn. She was a long-term sub, is now, we've hired her as a paraprofessional. And that actually took place a little over a month ago, so it really should have been on last month's report. I just overlooked it. The only miscellaneous thing I have is our staff Christmas party will be at Grotto's again in Middletown. And in years past, the board has made a contribution to that.
Yep.
And I have covered the remainder. If that is still a thing, please just let me know.
Yep. So, just as a background, I think Ray, you were wearing that outlandish outfit of yours.
Yeah. You want to borrow it, don't you? I know.
No. you want to see? Well, of course, it's your typical Christmas holiday getup. Only you can carry that off.
Very well.
At any rate, it is open certainly for the board. We're at the Middletown Grottos. I finally know where that is.
I will send the email. Will come out to all the board members.
Please do. And I think we supported that up to...
I think that was right. But
yeah, all right. So I'd like to do is support it again up to $500. I think we've got enough within our WSFS account to do that. So we'll be doing, getting head shakes that will go $500 for the staff Christmas party at Grotto's in... Middletown. Yep. And Blair, you can send me the invite and details, or I can get it to the board, you can send it to the board.
I'm going to send it to everybody.
Cool. All right, so we got tracking on that. Great. Is Bob going to be with us tonight? I was curious about...
He is. He had a drill, so as soon as he gets all the kids out of here and the buses out of here, he will be over. I see the buses are still here, so...
Okay. All right, cool. Also, I wanted to talk a little about, do you have, on the open house, did we have any of the parents fill out applications back here after they went through the tour?
Two.
Okay.
That's it.
Do we give them, we don't give them applications, we just give them our packet and photos and all that sort of stuff.
I did not see how many of those 53 have already applied before open house.
Okay.
I know after open house we went from like 51 to 69, so I would attribute those 18 without looking at the actual people to the open house.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of good feedback.
Good. I will tell you guys, the school did well. I just wandered around and I thought things went swimmingly. The timing was pretty good. In fact, they were here at 20 of 9, and Blair, by the time I got here a few moments before 9, first group was already out of their chairs and heading over into the building, and everybody was moving along. Were you here? Yeah, you were here. What were your observations? Any thoughts?
I mean, the only thing that kind of worried me was we were last in the stations, and I think the parents were worn out. They didn't want
to. Really?
Yeah. No, they didn't ask any questions, and I think they were, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of disappointing.
Okay.
But we were, like I said, we were last, so they had already been through the whole spiel.
Yep, had been through it all. Mm-hmm. All right. Open house dates. Do you have those handy?
I will send them to you now.
Okay.
Let me pull them up.
All right, cool. All right. Any board member is invited to any of our open house dates at any time. Have you been to any of them yet?
Not with the students.
Okay. You ought to try to make time. I think that was the only one on Saturday. The rest are going to be like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays at night. What are we, typically 1,800, right? Blair, I think six?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to everybody now. That was the only... The only open house that will involve all of our teachers. The rest of them will just involve students, administration. Usually we get a teacher or two to volunteer, sometimes three, and then they'll go to ROTC or the Marine side of the house. But this was the only one that was really long.
Yeah, but I think you'll find that when the cadets are briefing and doing their stuff, it's good. It really is. Well, that's what's selling the school. All right. Anything else? Events, trips, anything else you want to cover? I did want to talk about the Marine Corps Ball. Certainly from my point of view, I thought it was great. I am glad we are back at Dover Downs. It makes, I think, a big difference in how it just looks and feels. I must admit, the Marine Corps video made me want to jump up and say, I think I can join the Marines. It was pretty high speed. And if you guys were not aware, the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps was the individual who visited our school just a year ago. So that was pretty cool seeing him standing there next to the Commandant. And they did it right in the rain, didn't they?
No umbrellas.
Yeah. No umbrellas, no nothing, like, and it was raining hard. Unlike the Air Force. We're going to cancel. It's a little dusty out there, a little wet out there. We'll get to you. Next week, we'll think about it. That's our friends in the Air Force. Anybody, what were your thoughts?
I thought it was great, Scott. Very, very, very professionally done by the students. The drill and ceremony was precise. Yeah, you could tell that. Those cadets were prepared. Yeah, my wife was very impressed too. So.
Good. Yeah, and I think General Barry, the former adjutant general, was there with his wife.
Because he asked a lot of questions about the program. We were in the hallway, my wife and I, with Ian Karen, and he was asking
good
about the program. So, you know.
Good. All right, anything else you want to cover on events or on the principal's report here?
Next year, Tuesday the 10th, is the Marine Corps Bowl at Valleys again.
Jeez, you already have the date?
Wow. Probably have to, don't you?
So it is 10 November, is that it?
10 November, which is a Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
We don't have school on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday's Veterans Day, and the 10th is the actual Marine Corps birthday. So we're going to celebrate it Tuesday night.
Oh!
Because we're off Wednesday anyways.
Oh. 10 November, 2026, Tuesday. All right.
Something different.
Yeah, mark it down.
Life goes by too fast.
Yeah, doesn't it? And we'll be at that before we realize it.
We have got to plan that far ahead.
Yes. Well, particularly there. Okay, nothing else you want to cover? Raiders competition, any of that stuff? We'll wait till Bob gets here. We've got Thanksgiving break coming up, obviously, for the school here.
We do.
Okay, let's go to finance report and budget and dashboard.
So I sent you two separate things on the finance. I sent you an updated preliminary budget with some more numbers that have came in, some more revenue that's came in, and I'll get to that in a second. But if you take a look at the narrative, this point of year expenditures are at 33.81%, and we're 33% of the way through the fiscal year, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right on target. You look at the preliminary budget from July 1, or it's not really, I guess it's July 1. It was the July board meeting. Trying to go back. It was like the expected carryover was 1.3 million-ish. And if you take a look at where we are with the preliminary budget today, it was 1.387. And if you look at the updated one, it's 1.638. About $270,000 difference. Again, that's if we spend every dollar in our budget, which the goal is not to.
And that's coming. We'll talk about that a little bit more in CBOC. But what do you think is the primary driver? Is this some of the IEP stuff and some of our students with additional revenue from that, or is it the transportation piece?
All of the above. Okay. What district they're coming from? What their whether they are like I said, their special education classification. We got some more money for transportation. Things like that.
Okay.
So that's good news for us. Still, if you take a look at it, the carryover is still $197,534 less than we carried over last year. But don't forget, last year where we started the fiscal year in July with anticipated carryover to where we finished was significant. Mm-hmm. We saved quite a bit of money last year.
Well, and if I remember correctly, didn't we also get a big boost on the transportation money?
Transportation operation. There's a couple of different reasons why we had additional revenue, but we also came well under budget last year.
Yes, no question.
And again, that's our goal this year.
Yep. Cool. What was the final take on golf tournament? Final revenue?
I could look at it. 27 and some change, probably.
Okay. That's after all expenses, right?
Yeah. Let me pull it up here. $27,261.33.
Okay. Good number. All right. Cool. All right. Anything else you want to talk about? Can we vote on the web reports and see we haven't done CBOC? I guess we can. I mean, it's available for us. We'll just review it.
Yeah, I would say we could because we don't do it right. On the month you're not CBOC.
Yeah, that's true. All right, anything else you want to cover in the finance piece, Blair?
No, sir.
Okay, very well. Let's go to the web report. You guys know it's this document here. Take a gander. This is what we end up posting and all that sort of stuff. Do I have any discussion on the web report as presented? All right, do I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
Got it. Thank you. Go to second.
Second.
Second. Thank you. Any discussion on the motion before? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Wonderful. Thanks, guys. All right. Web report. Let's go to dashboard.
Let me take a look at it. Our enrollment hasn't changed. Still, we had 38 teacher absences that were full days.
38 or 35?
Sorry, mine says 38.
Mine says 5:35.
Push up to the next month.
I was going to say, that might be September. That's okay.
Yes, I'm looking at the thank you.
That's all right.
That's what's in the packet.
There's two of them in there.
Yeah,
I do it for trending.
Yeah, because what he does is
I missed the other one too.
He just puts the top one on there, so there are two of them.
Anyways, truancy has started. We have 95 students with 5 or more absences. We started taking care of that yesterday with our truancy officer. So we need to get we sent out the 5, 10, and 15 day letters to parents are getting sent out as we speak. So that will start to, those meetings will start to happen.
Is that running higher than normal? Normal? So we got 5
that's interesting.
Cadets who are
95.
95 cadets that are
5 or more days.
5 or more days. Is that
sounds like a lot
to me.
I would have to go back to the dashboard from last year.
All right.
I sent that to myself. All right. Interesting.
Okay. And what's the number that's at 5?
Yeah.
It's
80 that one's on me.
Of them that are 5.
Yeah, that's true.
So last year there were 52.
All right.
In October. Now we have 95.
Yeah, it's running ahead.
Yeah. So those letters are going out. We the front office just implemented a automatic call through our campus system that if their kids are absent, I think it's 10:30. There's a call that goes home, an automated call that goes home to parents. And says, hey, your kid is not in school today. So
well, that might start some conversations at home.
Kristen in the front office said that since that started, it was only a few days ago, that she's starting to see parent notes coming in. After that call goes out, she's starting to see an uptick of, hey, my child's out sick today, my child's at a doctor appointment, things like that. So those are no longer unexcused absences, and they become excused. So,
yep.
So she did tell me that this morning. So I think it was this morning.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
That's good news.
Yep.
It's good work by Kristen.
I would say so. How are we doing on Act Community Service Hours for October?
202.5. And then if you have the live dashboard, you can take a look at some of our PSAT scores before we fall.
Oh.
There's that link there.
Or if I apparently hadn't sent out the wrong document, you would have them in your document.
Well, probably just my mistake.
I don't think so.
Can't blame me.
Apparently not.
All right. Anything else you want to hit on dashboard, Blair?
As you might have heard Paul and I talking earlier. Jonathan's Landing has announced yesterday they're going to close at the end of the year, so we have to find a new location for the golf course next year, which I'm currently working on. So.
Oh. And you're shaking your head as if you knew that already.
I saw it on Facebook last night, and I texted my mom because the Chambers Blue Suitors will have to have a new location.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to work on it. We'll see what happens.
All right. Got it. Okay, guys. I don't think there's anything else under principal's report. Blair, anything else? You're good?
Good.
Okay. Questions? Comments? Seeing none? All right. We'll wait for Bob. We'll get him when he comes in. Let's go to committee reports.
I have
yeah. All right. Ryan, anything from you, boss?
No, I don't believe so.
All right, cool. No worries. Paul, anything else you want to hit?
Yep, I already discussed it.
Yep, you did. Cool. Ms. Kell. How were the PSATs? I didn't look at them. Have you looked at overall?
I haven't looked at them. Though.
Okay.
Do they get scored right away nowadays, or is that?
Let me see if I can screen share that real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Let me just make it doesn't have any identifiers. You should.
Let me see if I can do that. Say it again.
It doesn't have any personal identifiers.
Right, let me see if I can screen share.
It's
that.
Just the school as a whole.
Who knows their way around this?
Graders take it, or is it all 10th?
I.
9th and 10th.
Yeah.
9th and 10th. Blair, do you know your way around this screen share? This is Google.
Say that again.
Do you know you're wearing a screen share on this thing?
Wait, yeah, it's that little arrow, up arrow right there. Yeah.
Right there. All right, give me a sec.
I think it's an up arrow.
Give me a sec. All right, let me do this.
Did you talk to Mr. Killen and Mr. Bertolino about the person that was in their group when they were going through the open house? Mm-hmm. I guess a parent asked us or how our state scores were versus the rest of the state, and Mr. Bertolino and Mr. Killen didn't know how to answer, but someone who works for the state testing board stood up and said that we are showing improvement. So it was someone just randomly in the audience gave us a shout out. You know, said that we, continually are improving.
You know who answered the question, or you know who asked the question?
Answer,
okay.
So there's your answer.
Yeah, I can't read it.
So,
am I looking at?
Blue is FSMA, and red is the state, and those are calendar years with 23, 24 on the right side being the most recent. That is.
So that's.
Oh, go. Yeah, you go.
That's DESA testing. That's DESA.
Oh, okay, you want a piece of that? Let me see where I get to.
Keep going.
All right.
There you go. Good luck reading that one.
Oh, crap. All right.
Can
you
zoom
in? Let me see if I can. Let me do if I can do here.
So I'll just give you. I'll give you a.
No, he's
good.
All right.
You got it? Never mind. Go ahead. You're good.
Well, right, you could talk to it better than I can. I'll just put it up there. You talk to it.
We're blue. We're blue or we're red?
We are blue. Okay. The state is red. But if you take a look from the top left to the top right, it goes from 2016 all the way to 2026. Fall and spring for each year. And if you take a look at historically where we've been each year, right, our test scores are lower. That's how we get the kids. These are ninth graders we're talking about.
Yep.
And then, like, in the the fall of last year, we were 388. The state was 397. In the spring, we went to 387. They went to 413, right? And this is ninth grade ELA. Last year was the first year that we had a negative growth. But if you look, like, 23 to 24, we grew by 40. The state grew by 21. So we got our scores this year. From the spring, we were 387. We're 387 in the fall. The state was 413 in the spring. They're 396 in the fall. Right. So we'll see how that translates to the spring of this year.
All right. So the last.
That's
line.
Only. This is ninth grade ELA. So you got to go to 10th or ninth grade math, 10th grade ELA, 10th grade math, 11th grade ELA, 11th grade math. So you're looking at three different cohorts of kids.
Okay, which one is this?
This is math. So, last spring, well, I mean, it's difficult for kids, but, so we scored in the fall 358, the state scored 367, and then we'll see what the growth is from fall to spring with the same cohort.
So you're trending with the state, we just sit a little bit lower.
All right, we're trending with the state a little lower,
usually what happens. Yes, usually if you take a look at our test scores are lower than the state average, right? But if you take a look at our growth from fall to spring, we have historically outgrown the state in terms of the growth between fall and spring. So we're still not at what their number is, but we grew 25 points where they grew 13 points, which is typical for us.
It is typical, because I don't think, now that I'm looking at this, I don't think that has changed much, that we've always been sort of like this, but then our growth in the spring is, as you just said, a lot higher. Well, do we have a sense of what or why that is? And do we have an idea about, clearly it's our freshmen that we're getting. Is it because our population is as diverse as it is? Is it because of where they're coming from? Is it the feeder school that they're coming from are not good enough, or they're just not prepared? What?
I think that's a tough question to answer without really looking at all the data. But I mean, we take kids from 12 out of the 15, I think it's 12
school
out of
districts.
School districts, and that's school districts, and how many different middle schools, how many charter schools, how many private schools, how many homeschools?
Yep.
They're getting a lot of a diverse education background coming to us. And so, we don't.
It's a level set, isn't it? We're level setting on everything.
So we can't control necessarily what they've learned up to ninth grade, but then you see what they come to us as and how much they've grown over those 7 months-ish, 6 months before they take the spring PSATs again. So.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Very well. Thank you. All right, very well. I don't think we've got anything else under academic, but is there?
I don't think so.
Okay. Make a note here quick. Okay, Reggie's not here. No report there. I got a couple of things for you all. Facilities, why don't we start there? Kevin, update for you guys and the board. So the CTF support that we were getting from the legislator, and the application has been submitted. It's sitting in front of somebody in Del Dot. I just pinged them today saying, what's the latest? They said, we got your packet. It's forward. Let me ping them and find out what's going on. Our hope really was that we were going to get this done before the cold weather set in. We still, probably not, but we'll see. But the packet's in, and hopefully we'll be able to get that done. I think the total price was $114, if I remember correctly, $114 for the parking lot over there by Swagger Hall. So that's the latest with that. I don't know if you've got an update on, if you've heard anything from the folks we applied to.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I haven't heard anything from Dave either, so.
Yep.
Sometimes no words, good, so.
Right, all right. Speaking of, one, the signs for both Shoreline and for our friends at Maston. They are working on a bigger design or whatever they're going to do to put up underneath.
That's what they told me.
Okay. All right. One of the other things I was thinking about as it relates to that, it was noticeable at the football game that you can't see the flagpole from the football field. And I think we're going to put a big old flagpole behind the
scoreboard.
Yeah, the scoreboard, mm-hmm. And maybe Mr. Master will be doing that, assuming he said, I hope I get some additional work, and if I can, I'll throw in the flagpole. So that's good. And I think we're thinking about maybe putting in a couple of bushes or something, kind of break it up a little bit in that corner and build that corner out a little bit as it relates to that. Bob, good seeing you, sir. How was drill this evening? Testing every, what should we say? Every skill you have?
I don't know, yeah, they're okay. It's me that's not up to the task, I guess. So anyway, I'll get it figured out.
All right, good. Good, good. Obviously, that Master Sergeant couldn't get here any sooner.
First Sergeant Berman. Correct.
Yeah. I did want to ask, how anything on the side of the Marines, anything you want to talk about? I also wanted to get your play on the ball and your thoughts on that and anything else that's popping on the Marine side.
Okay, no, I thought the ball went well. Most people I ran into, probably six or eight that I talked to, they talked to me specifically really about the location. They just thought it was just great. They just love Bally's. They want to go back. They recommended we go back. So we're reaching out already for next year. I don't have confirmation on the date. I've asked for November the 10th.
Yep.
Claire and I talked about that date, and so we're looking at that. So yeah, it was just a success, but it is a little more expensive, obviously, than modern maturity. Yeah. So, Cadets did a great job. I just thought it was a good evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Yes, ma'am.
Do we get a discount for being on a Tuesday instead of a?
I'm hoping so.
That probably
I really
is,
am.
Yeah.
Because they charge you a little bit for everything there. I mean, it's just everything. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yes, what we used to refer to as nickel and dime here.
But it was good. The staff was good. They worked well with us. It's just
good.
And it's just, as you know, it's just a nicer place.
It is, no question. I certainly felt that as well.
All right, anything else on the Marine side? How's Quantico? We're both back up. Flood of emails.
Limited comms with them. I think they're still trying to figure out and work the funding down to the staff, the approval of the funding to them so they can bring them back on work, back to work, because I've got a few emails from the RD, but that's it. So I'm not even sure if he's officially back to work yet. Hmm. So it's quiet, but the floodgates will open up here soon, I'm sure. Yeah, everything else is going along okay. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right, CBOC, we're meeting this Thursday in Blair's office. For those that are going to be attending, we'll get a little deeper dive into the budget. I don't have anything else to report on that. Under organizational issues, we do in fact have two folks. I'm going to talk about board positions. One, of course, Ryan, we need a parent rep for the school. And I have been given, I think, three particular names. One is Ms. Warren, who came from, that would be a public member, that'd be for your seat, you're still on schedule leaving us 31 December?
Yes.
Okay. And that came from Dr. Johnson. Then there is Wilson, who I think came from you, mm-hmm. and I've got that resume. And the last is Ms. Furback. Did I pronounce that correctly? I asked her for her CV. I don't know if I got that. I went looking for it, and I couldn't find it. So I sent her an email saying, I'd like your quick bio. At any rate, both have cadets. I think what year is Ms. Wilson's?
Juniors.
They are both juniors. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'd certainly like something with a little more length on it, mm-hmm. So to speak, a little more tenure. But we'll take a look. And then, George, you just made a mention about someone you might know. Please go ahead and pursue that and ask them offline. H, you got anybody that was catching your eye about filling your seat?
I got some feelers out, but I haven't heard back from them yet.
Okay. All right. So at any rate, those are the three folks. I will endeavor to reach out to Ms. Wilson and Ms. Warren, tell them that we've got their info and let them know, because I haven't done that yet. I've only reached out to Ms. Furback, telling her that I was looking for a CV. So we're on the hunt for some folks, and that does not, because we've got this, doesn't mean that if there's somebody else that you all are aware, or somebody comes up and kicks you in the shin and says, I gotta be on your board, that never, ever happens, but if they do, let me know. And I'm hoping to try to kind of get this all done by 1 January-ish, or at least to start the first year, I'll bring these folks on board. All right, guys, I think that's all I got there. I talked about parent rep, new board member. Oh, if you haven't done this, fill out your DIN request for us, and we will be meeting at, please mark the time, a different time, 5 o'clock, 1700, so we can eat dinner and kind of get that going before we start at 1715 or 1730. Whenever I get a quorum, we're all here, we can eat while we talk. And I think we're done. I don't think I've got anything else, and I'm not going to belabor it. So let me whip around the room and see what else we got.
Just the lawnmower, we were going to find out.
Yes, Blair's favorite piece of equipment. I look at him and smile. Yeah, no. So the massive lawnmower, and it's not going to be the tractor, we'll call it the tractor, is due to be delivered next week. Deal is done. It's purchased, and it's ours. It's just got to get it here, and Brother Reggie is tackling that. That's his job. He'll get it here. All right.
His job.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah.
That was it.
George.
Yes. Just a couple of things. Dover Capital City Rotary Club, and I may have spoken to you about it before. A member on the board did tell me that next year,
all right,
for the ball, he wants to have us donate to help kids.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, and I'll tell you, Bob, didn't we, I think everybody who wanted to go that couldn't or couldn't afford it was underwritten. Is that correct?
That is correct. I think we had 9 this year, which was a little bit higher than typical. But yes.
Super.
You all George, helped out, 9 guys, 9 people that maybe couldn't go. So that was really nice. And I think 4 of those were seniors. So
really?
So yeah, it was their last opportunity. So that was very gracious of you all. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. George, thank you.
And the other one is, Blair, have someone from our club talked to you about, they did talk to you already about donating some chargers?
I just heard about it the day that they were here.
Right.
I haven't heard anything about it since.
I'll talk to him again. And have we sent a letter of thank you for the computers yet?
Oh, yes. I think I did that a while ago.
Oh, okay.
But I will, Blair, I'll double check. If you would check to see if at least you sent a letter, but double check and see if you've got a copy from me.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'll check tomorrow on the charges.
Okay, thank you.
All right. George, thank you. Your Rotary has really been wonderful and supporting the school, and particularly with the chargers and helping with the computers.
The guy to my left is a person that takes money from us to make that happen.
Yes. To pester all sorts of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Personally, very professionally, privately.
Yes.
Get a little beat.
Yes, that's the Rotary way.
Actually, speaking of Rotary,
what?
Dr. Johnson's going to be the district governor elect, not this year or next year.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding.
No, wait, no, I was talking
really?
About
yeah.
At the golf tournament, and I kind of connect with who she was. So she, 2027-20, she's going to be the district governor.
Oh, yep. Good Lord.
Rick Edman.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny. I didn't know that.
It's exciting.
All right, cool. All right, Heather.
I'm good. Paul, actually, speaking of pestering for money, I didn't get that to you for the golf tournament. So.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Well, that was the least pestering I've
ever done. Yeah, you
got that.
That's right. Well, how easy was that?
Spoken into existence.
Thank you.
It means I'll pay for it later.
Actually, I think that money goes to me.
Yeah. Oh, does it?
I think it goes into the school account, but that's fine.
Well, no, I've been depositing it in.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get you a check. Didn't we get. Hang on.
I started
to subtract that money.
Because we're going to write the check for $1,000 for the whatchamacallit.
Yes.
So, yes.
Is it recorded still?
$28,200.
We got it on tape, baby. And I didn't say when, but. All right. Blair, anything for you, sir? All right. Colonel.
No, just got to pray for us with the drill meets coming up that I have to manage. Yeah. We're trying.
All right.
How many do you have coming for Raiders Comp this weekend?
Oh, that's a good one. We have 9 teams,
oh
so it's
God.
An up
wow.
team.
Wow.
One is coming just to observe, and the other Raiders are going to compete. So,
how the Raiders doing? Do we still have 4 teams?
We do, but we've only had 1 competition. That's been ours.
Oh.
And the second one in the state will be ours. So it's just people aren't doing anything right now, Scott. A lot of instructor shifting going on around. With a lot of the schools, so new guys trying to figure it out, trying to figure out, you know, what do I want to do, what can I do,
yep.
How do I do this Raiders thing? It's
okay.
It's just everywhere. So if they stick around for a while, a couple of years, it'll be great. But
at the moment, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Very well. Hey, Chris, you still with us? Any closing comments, sir?
No, sir. I'll go on this end.
All right, and it'll be good to see you all at Christmas time. Wonderful, Ray.
Nothing, sir. Thank you.
All right. Good seeing you, Ryan.
Good.
Came in.
What is our plan for advertising for the future open houses?
So, 2 things we do, right? You know, we do the mailers. Mm-hmm. And just as a side note, I always ask that question when the parents are from, how do you hear about us? And as you know, most of you know, the number one and number two answers are somebody I know goes here, or our kids go here, or our friends of our kids go here. So it's clearly word of mouth. The second answer, I think, is the postcard. We typically put dates on the postcard. So when, if we do a mailer, we will put a series of dates and times on that postcard when we mail it out. I think then, don't we always put it on Facebook and we put it out to our parents and all that sort of stuff? That, I think, is the extent. Do you have some other ideas?
No, but okay. I don't know. I think we should brainstorm, not today, but at another session maybe, and how we can improve visibility.
Well, so the app too, I think.
Pardon me?
School app.
You mean our website?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got it right here.
Yes. So we've explored in the past whether radio would work, can be expensive, whether newspaper ads. I think we did we do an ad or two last year towards the end?
We've done newspaper and radio before.
Yes. And I will tell you, I'm not sure whether the bang for the buck delivered. Blair, I mean, I'll defer you, but I really do think that the daggone mailers, which are the most expensive, seem to work. They have it in their hands sometimes, and I've asked, yes, I got your mailer. That's why we're here.
Okay.
I don't know. Blair, any additional thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't listen to radio in my car, so I don't know if the radio is the best.
No one reads the paper, honestly.
And nobody reads the paper. I still listen to the radio and read the paper.
We got free publicity. If you read the paper, we did get, I mean, I have a list of, I don't know, 200 and some newspaper people that I blast things out to. And Craig Anderson's great from the State News. I sent him the flyer, and he put it right in the paper. It was in the State News. It was on local media channels on Facebook and things like that that I sent it out to. We sent out 8,500 postcards this year. I would tell you, out of that 8,500 postcards, we may have got so far, I mean, I know it's early, but probably only 15 people that have signed up for open houses. That's not really the best.
Wow.
What about contacting like all of the little league teams, anybody that's in that age group that you've got a pretty Boy Scouts, Cubs, Little
Scouts,
League?
Boy Scouts, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is anybody that's probably free, right, to reach out to them and say, hey, can you talk about this in your newsletter and have a canned piece that you can give to them and say some of your baseball players. And that hits softball too, right? Not that girls can't play baseball, but
right,
there's that also feeds into the travel teams and all of that. I would think those are the, maybe this is me thinking too much, but those kids probably have a little more motivation, which means they might have more interest.
Sure, if they're playing sports and travel teams, the deaf family is definitely motivated.
Could be an avenue.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Well, it's worth discussing. Why don't maybe before we start our, while we're eating at the December meeting between 5 and 5:30, why don't we brainstorm a little bit about this issue of how to raise our profile. I do not disagree that is, again, I think we're one of the best kept secrets in the state. I think. Maybe not. Maybe our market penetration is such, and the number of kids we've got is the number of kids we're always going to get. I don't think so, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
There's still a huge unknown about us because Chamber of Commerce was just here 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
They did their educational day. And
I heard that went very well, by the way.
They've been here 3 and 4 years in a row, years in a row. And after, you know, I got up there and I said, hey, look, I'm going to be brief. You guys don't want to hear from me. You've heard from professionals all day long. I'm going to let you talk to our kids. And just as we do with anybody else who comes here. And our kids, you know, gave the presentation, they stood up there, they looked people in the eye, they answered questions, they told them about their story and why they're here, all these things. And And at the end, you know, some of the people I knew, and I started to talk to them as they were leaving, they were like, we never knew this place existed. And, I mean, these are all people in Kent County. You know, we're telling our neighbor, we're sending our kid, all kind of things, but the overwhelming consensus
response was,
we didn't know this place existed. We didn't know this was the type of school it is. We didn't know this is what goes on here. And, you know, we've said for years, we can send all the postcards we want. We can put all the print billboard we want. But unless people step on our campus and get the thought of military school out of their head, they don't really know what happens here. Because we get, you know, we still get the call, hey, are you a boarding school? Do you mm-hmm. take these kids? Or, yeah. And our response is, no, we're not. We are a high school that teaches, and we put the laundry list of things out there, but we know. So one of the things that I've met with the administration team and that we've kicked around in past years, I think that we're going to do this year is an incentivized program for our kids. Hey, you recommend somebody to come here. They sign up. They come. They sign their first-year agreement. There's going to be some type of incentivized for our students because our word of mouth, as we know, continues to be the best source of recruitment. So,
well, tell you what.
Hey, Blair.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Would it make sense to put anything like any kind of wrap on our school buses?
We don't own the school buses.
Right.
Wow. Oh, okay.
None of them are ours. Every single one of them is contracted, and we actually use four different contractors. So and a couple of them are brand new. I'm not sure they would allow us to touch their buses. That's a great question.
How about a magnet?
They all say First Aid Military Academy on magnets on the side.
Yep.
To identify, you know, when the kids pull up to the bus stops. But I don't know if that's a great question, Chris. I don't know if they would allow us to actually wrap them. And I don't know what that would cost.
You have to know.
I don't either. So tell you what, guys, this is good.
That was even true.
And maybe, as I said, let's take the first half hour of the Christmas board meeting, because I think most of us will be here, and talk about how we can raise our profile. As I said, I do concur that we are the best kept secret. You know, the other component of this is we almost have to re-educate everybody all the time because we get the next batch of 7th and 8th graders, and then the next batch of 7th and 8th graders, and the next batch. All right, I think that's good. Thank you. I'll put it on the agenda, and we'll do a little round robin about how we can raise our profile and kind of move the needle a little bit on who and what we are here at the school. Cool. All right, guys. Thank you. Anything else? I think we're done. Very well. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I got a motion. I got a second. Do I have any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstention? Seeing none. All right, guys. Thank you. Fast meeting. Appreciate it.